ஸுபத்ரம் கர்ணீபிஷ்ருணுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்ஸஸ்தனூபிஹி யஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் ஶாந்தி ஶாந்தி ஶாந்திஹி.
ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ வில் கிவ் த ஜிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த தேர்ட் சாப்டர், தென் வி வில் என்டர் இன் டு த ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர். This third chapter, the third student, Kaushalya Ashwalayanaha, asked five questions in the first mantra. Kuta eshaha pranaha jayate, first question. Where from this prana born? Second question he raised is, katham asmin sharire ayati, how does this prana enters in this body, individual body or jivatma? The third question is, atmanam pravibhajya கதம் பிராதிஷ்டதே. ஆத்மான மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ரிஃப்ளெக்சிவ் ப்ரோனவுன். ஹவு த பிராணா டிவைட் இட் செல்ஃப். ஹியர் ஆத்மான மீன்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப். ஹவு டஸ் திஸ் பிராணா டிவைட் இட் செல்ஃப் அண்ட் ரிமைன் இன் த பாடி? கதம் பிராதிஷ்டதே. தென் த ஃபோர்த் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், கேன மார்க்கேன உத்க்ரமதே. கேன உத்க்ரமதே, ஹி ஆஸ்க்ஸ். வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கேன மார்க்கேன, பை ஹுச் பாத் திஸ் பிராணா லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி? பை ஹுச் பாத் திஸ் பிராணா லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி? தென் ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், கதம் பாஹ்ய அத்யாத்மம் அபிதத்தே. கதம், ஹவு திஸ் பிராணா, பாஹ்யம் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல், அத்தியாத்மம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் பாடி இண்டிவிஜுவல், தட் மேக்ரோகாசம், ஹவு திஸ் பிராணா சஸ்டெயின்ஸ், ஹவு திஸ் ஹோல் ஜெகத் இஸ் சஸ்டெய்னிங் பை த பிராணா, இன் வாட் வே? அண்ட் மைக்ரோகாசம் லெவல் வெஷ்டி திருஷ்டியா, ஹவு திஸ் பிராணா சஸ்டெயின்ஸ்? These are the five questions in the first mantra. These questions are asked in the second mantra. The teacher appreciates the student. You are very good, shabash, and surely he starts answering all these five questions from the third mantra. From the third mantra he tells, answer and beginning the from the third mantra, that from where does this prana born? That from atma prana is born. That is the answer. Atmanah pranah jayate, from the atma alone, from consciousness alone, this prana is born. This is the answer given by the teacher, Pippalada. So don't forget the teacher. Students are changing, teacher also changing in it. Nice, beautiful name, Pippaladaha. Pippalam atti iti Pippaladaha. Maybe he might have eaten so many Pippala fruits there, you know. Then, second question also he gave the answer in the third mantra only. That is, how does prana comes into this body? That teacher answers, Pippalada says, through that desire, sankalpa, by the sankalpa only, that which is in the mind, through that only this prana enters in this body. Otherwise we will come to conclusion, atma only brought this prana inside the body. We may think, atma never does anything. Only that sankalpa of the mana of the jiva in the previous body alone brings that prana into this new fresh body. Then that third question from the fourth mantra onwards. How this prana in this body, like a chaya, nice example. Just purusha chaya, just as the shadow of the person, this prana is also a shadow of the Atman. Just as the shadow. Chaya eva tasmin etam etat atatam. Manokritena ayati asmin sharire. Then what is the fourth question? How does it divide in this body? How does this prana divide itself in the body? In what way? In what form? This prana divide itself into fivefold. 4, 5, and 6. These three mantras, the answer is given to the fourth, the third question. 4, 5, 6. How it says the division is fivefold. Each prana has given one place allotted by the mukhya prana. He gives the place also where this prana divisions, factors divided in different places. One place, etan graman. You go and rule this portion of the body, you go and rule this portion of the body. Rule enna, give lot of trouble to that person. Just as the rulers give trouble to the people, madri, the oruvar prana vindi, how much trouble, digestion problem enna ardham, samana prana is troubling enna ardham. Blood circulation illa enna, vyana prana is troubling. Tax up sariya pay panla enna. So they trouble us. Adhi maani, etan, graman, samradiva, like a king, raja, adhipati, like this prana divided into apana prana, samana prana, vyana prana and udana prana. Mukhanasika abhyam mukhya prana. Chakshushrotrena payu upastha apanam chakshushrotre mukhanasika abhyam pranaha mukhya pranaha swayam pratishthate. Important portfolio this prana takes. And madhye tu samanaha. This samana prana in the middle portion of the body, it resides. That is the kingdom given to the samana prana. So in this manner, all these pranas are really like a archishahana. All are like a fire. They are helping the sense organs to function. Each prana helping the sense organs to function. If prana is not functioning, our sense organs cannot function. We'll be weakened. That's why every week people will become weakened. Weekend ke nijamave weekend da. Rendu artham irukke weekend ke. அது மாதிரி இந்த பிராண சரியா வேலை பண்ணலன்னா வீக்கனிங் அர்த்தம். தென் த ஃபோர்த் க்வெஸ்சன் இன் த செவன்த் மந்த்ரா இஸ் ஃபோர்த் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் ஆன்சர்ட். ஹவு டஸ் திஸ் பிராணா கோ அவுட்? ஹவு டஸ் திஸ் பிராணா கோ அவுட் மீன்ஸ் 7, 9 and 10 பிராண உத்கிரமணம். How na prana goes through the urdhva sushumna nadya. It goes through the upper chambers. Urdhva means upper chambers. What is that na? Sushumna nadi na. Sushumna nadya. Who travel like this? Not jnani, not ajnani. Only upasaka. Don't wait. நம்ம கூட போகலாம் சுஷும்ன நாடியான்னா எல்லாருக்கும் கிடையாது. ஓன்லி உபாசகாஸ். ஞானி அகதி, அவருக்கு கதி லேது. அஜ்ஞானிக்கு ஸ்வர்கவனோ அதோ கதி, ஏதோ ஒரு கதி. ஸோ இந்த பிரம்மலோகம் சுஷும்ன நாடி எஸ்பெஷல்லி செலக்டட் பாத் வித் ரெட் கார்பெட், ஓன்லி ஃபார் உபாசகா. தட்ஸ் வை வை உபாசகா சார் சோ நோ. இந்த ஜானிக்கும் கதி கிடையாது, அஜானிக்கு எப்படியாவது கிடையாது. அதுக்கு உபாசகா சார் வெரி மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இந்த கதி. சுஷும்னா நாடி சுக்ல கதி பிரம்மலோகான். ஏதோ ஒரு டிக்கெட் கிடைக்கணும், டிராவல் பண்ணணும்னா டிராவல்ன்னா பீப்புளுக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிக்கும்னா. போனதுக்கு அப்புறம் கஷ்டம், அது வேற சங்கதி. மல்லி ரிட்டர்னபிள் ஜேர்னி தான் போன. அது மாதிரி இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் உபாஸ்கா ஓன்லி, இட் இஸ் நாட் இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானி ஆர் ஜ்ஞானி, நோ டிராவல். ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் ஹோல் போர்ஷன் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் உபாசகா, உபாசகா ஓன்லி. அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நாங்களும் உபாசகம் ஆகணும், நாளையிலேருந்து நானும் உபாசனம் பண்ணுறேன் அப்படி சொல்லாதுங்கோ. திருப்பி ஃபோர்த்து சாப்டருக்கு போக போகிறோம், வேதாந்திக் போர்ஷன். அதுக்கு தான் suppose a student stop with the third chapter, what will happen? Stuck in karma kanda an artham. Now 9th and 10th mantras, he answers the fourth question only there. All pranas established in this udana prana, how this utkramana take place, what happens that time? And all other pranas, samana, vyana and apana, prana, everyone has to assemble there. Air, udana prana. Our the final, you know, traveler, taking all of them. And along with manas, mind also. Along with the mind, and another thing, what? Sankalpa, antakala smaranam. And the sankalpam kuda pinnadiya poma. நெக்ஸ்ட் பாடிக்காக, ஃபார் த நெக்ஸ்ட் பாடி இஸ் சேக். அந்த சங்கல்பா இன் த மைண்ட் அலாங் வித் த மைண்ட் த சிதாபாசா கோஸ் வித் ஆல் பிராணாஸ் எல்லாமே போய் எல்லாம் ஒரு இடத்துல கூட்டமாக உதான பிராணத்தில் தே வில் ஸ்டாண்ட். தென் உதான பிராண ஆஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ ரெடி அண்ணா? ஆ எஸ் வி ஆர் ஆல் ரெடி அண்ணா. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திஸ் பாடி தி குவிட் அண்ட் கோ அண்ட் ட்ராவல். So in the 8th mantra only, the 5th question is answered. How does the external world sustain? So we have to understand in the 9th and 10th mantras, this jiva with along with the mind and that sankalpa goes punyena punyan lokam papena papam ubhabhyam manushya lokam, he attains that, we have to understand. Various lokas he goes, this jiva goes to various lokas because of the punya done by that jivatma. In the fifth question only, how this prana sustains, we saw that in external world, agni, vayu, apaha rupena, panchabhutas rupena. This prana sustains the whole creation in the form of fire, in the form of air, in the form of earth, prithivi devata, vayu devata, agni devata. In that form, five pranas, internal world sustained, adhyatma, sustained by five pranas. Adhibhautikam sustained by five elements. Five elements are none other than devatas, presiding devatas. Now you see, we never see the earth as a just like mud, clay. Tasmadva etasmat atmanah akasha sambhutah. So the conscious principle is there, therefore we say devatan. To understand this, all panchabhutas are daiva sambhutam, daivam alone, and you have to study minimum 8 Upanishads. To understand Hinduism, you have to study how many Upanishads? 8 Upanishads. Then you can call yourself as a real Hindu. Because Hindus are those people who worship the sun, moon, earth, water, everything as Bhagavan, that Chaitanyam Brahma Swarupam. Therefore, just saying lip movement is not, you are not a Hindu. My Tata said, that's why I said, no. Prashnopanishad says, Agnir Devata, Vayu Devata, in that form, this Prana alone is in the form of Vayu. Prana alone is in the form of Agni. That's why you see the connection. Jatharagni, this prana inside is there. Vaishwanaragni, what is the connection there? This both are connected. That Vayu Devata outside external is connected here. Breathing. That heat and Surya, Tejo Mandalam, connected in our heat in the body. The Prithivi Devata, that prana is connected in this body. So you cannot separate yourself from the five elements. The whole Jagat is nothing but five elements. So this type of understanding helps the person to associate with the creation. Very closely this person associates. That's why rishis were the people who associated themselves along with the nature. That's why they love the nature. They worship the nature. They never look at themselves separately from the nature. That's why very immeccable. Very immeccable in that nature, they lived happily. The more we separate ourselves, not understanding this, from the nature, five elements, what will happen? All the calamities, all these, the cyclone, the water problem. Everywhere, we complain and complain, complain. Because this is a phenomenon, it is naturally happens. I have no control over it. I have to put up with it. With the drought I have to put up, with the famine I have to put up, with the cyclone I have to put up, with the fire I have to put up, with every earthquake also I have to put up. No way. Then for you will not grumble, you will not reject, you will not resist. Anything happens in the nature. Rishis were those people, they used to do just namaskara. Mala virada abba, what a vibhuti and chulva. Namana, were they? No. We look at the and scold the rain. They look at it as a vibhuti of the Lord. Earthquake is a vibhuti of the Lord. Attitude. Attitude is very important. I saw one cartoon, no, recently, not connected to this. No, Tamil Nadu chief minister was asking for water from that Karnataka minister, chief minister. Karnataka chief minister, I will not give. She is asking, I want water. Now both of them, they are drowned in the water. And the amma thala, ever thala, runda thala poti, body all drowned. Both are shouting, give water, I don't give. Both of them are drowned in the water. That cartoon tells, you know. See, who is giving water now? Which Krishna, which Amma can give this water? Vibhuti. So, this eighth mantra, how does this sustains this world and body we saw? Now, in the 11th and 12th mantras, the whole Shastra was concluded, section, not Shastra, sorry, section in the sense, Shastra means my opinion is, even though abruptly it came, Karma Kanda Shastram, Veda Purva Shastram concluded. See, with the third section, Veda Purva Karma Kanda is concluded. The whole, the first section, second section, third section, or the essence of Veda Purva. This 12th and 11th and 12th mantras, based on understanding, I should do upasana. No, this 11th and 12th mantras say, based on the previous mantras, knowledge, understanding that, you start upasana. Upasana of what? Prana upasana. We are going to see in Chandogya, highly emphasized that prana upasana in Chandogya also. In every Upanishad, almost prana upasana has been done. So, one who does upasana, these two mantras tells, one who does the upasana get ihaloka phalam, saha asya praja na hiyate. No apamrityo in their family. That is ihaloka phalam. Phalashruti. Every mantra gives the result. Adida anne namak venu. Phalashruti anna sholunga anna. That phalashruti, ihaloka phalam, that is. Then brahmaloka phalam, amutra phalam. Amrutaha bhavati. By doing this upasana, he gets immortality. Apikshika amrutatva. He goes to Brahmaloka, you know that dialogue. He goes to Brahmaloka, he study from Brahmaji and he gets Kramamukti. When the pralaya take place, then he gets Mukti along with Brahmaji. Until that time, he has to wait. So these are the two palams. Now what are the corollaries we have to understand? So second chapter also connected with upasana only. The whole story has been given. Prana, how the prana is in this body, pranan patti, ellame story, kada kadaya cholitam. And the bees, like honey bees, how they go, the prana, that, and the surya, samradiva, idella story dane. These are all arthavada. The important point we have to note. Arthavada means a secondary statement. Arthavada, secondary statement, will never have a pramanyam. The direct prayojanam will not be there. Direct prayojanam. I mean, when you get direct benefit prayojana, only when the statement, the in form of commandment, vidhirupena, when the commandment comes, there only benefit. Adilla kada. Ippu in the 11th and 12th mantra, the significant, actual phalam, the commandment, one has to do upasana. And the commandment upasana moolamada phalame kadikarade. Not by learning the story. But unfortunately, people remember the story forget what to do. Mind nature is like that. என்ன சின்ன வயசுலேருந்து கதை கேட்டு 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 லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டோரிஸ், அவர் மைண்ட் டென் டு தட் சைட் ஓன்லி அர்த்தவாத. Therefore, even in Bhagavad Gita also, people, when they are listening Bhagavad Gita, they listen in such a way as a Bharata story. Bhagavad Gita is also a part of Mahabharatam. No, Krishna only talking. So, Mahabharata pakki lo, and the style only they listen that. That's why they never grasp the teaching. That's why they question always, how Bhagavan taught Bhagavad Gita in the battlefield? இது எதுக்கு அர்த்தவாத, என்ன பிரயோஜனம் உனக்கு? The dates, all these, all they are interested. A real mumukshu is not at all interested in arthavada. Real mumukshu is one who is a thinking person, very analytical, reasonable, rational, and thinking person, he just ignore, push away all these secondary statements. Listen, at the same time he will not go into that or probe into the secondary statements. All light-minded people, shallow-minded people only hold on to stories. அவங்களுக்கெல்ல fourth, fifth and sixth sections are not relevant. They don't come also to the class. என்ன சொல்லுவான்னா above head என்ன சொல்றான். So those people can never get prayojanam. So that whole Karmakanda is Arthavada. That means what? First chapter, second chapter, third chapter, until what we have seen, is whole thing is Arthavada. Arthavada Vakhyanam Swatah Prayojanam Tatpariya Pramanyam Nasti. The statement Shankaracharya says in his Bhashyam. Why they are insignificant in Arthavada Vakhyanam, the secondary statements of those statements, Swatah Prayojanam. Individually, independently, they cannot give benefit unless they do Upasana. That is commandment. The commandment. 11th and 12th mantras gives commandment. So, Arthavada Vakhyanam Swatah Prayojanam Tatparyam Pramanyam. Tatparyam means there is no purport in that. Pramanyam is nasti. Nasti. So the second chapter, there is no commandment. In third chapter, up to 10th mantra, there is no commandment. In 11th and 12th mantra only, there is a commandment. Ya evam vidvan pranam veda. See the 11th mantra. ஏவம் வித்வான் பிராணம் வேதான. Whoever knows here means whoever does Upasana. That day itself I said, not just knowing, but doing. But doing. The knowledge of second and third chapters, only in their application, we get the phalam. 11th and 12th mantras are very, very important mantras. One who does rituals go to Swargaloka. One who does Upasana go to Brahmaloka. Over. Karmakanda over. Avarku Brahmaloka anupittam. Namakku nama paati vandittam. Innoru student is sitting and asking, sari, inda Brahmalokam poi engiyo kramasin mukti ellame adayirade. Idella arthavada statements. Is there anything can get mukti here itself? The fourth student is going to come. See, first three talk about the karma kanda, upasana kanda. You see how the Upanishads, karma kanda, upasana kanda, such an extent it is compressed in three sections. The whole Karmakanda is a vast subject. Everything in nutshell, three sections, three students, questions, pretty condensed, compressed. Then whole Jnanakanda is going to be compressed in fourth, fifth and sixth sections. Beautiful Upanishad, you see how. No? Every Upanishad is very, very unique Upanishad. This Purva Bhaga of Veda has been summarized now. You have studied the Purva Bhaga of Veda. The following three are going to be Jnana Kanda. Now we enter in this fourth section. We get five questions again. In the first mantra, the student asks Gargyaha. Five questions he asks. We will read that first mantra of that fourth section. Fourth section or fourth chapter we can take. Or fourth question. Chaturthaha prashnaha we can take. Chaturthaha prashna lo again pancha. Five questions he asked. Intelligent. Student. Mantra number one.
Atahainam sauryayani garyaha paprachem. Bhagavan etasmin purushe. Bhagavan etasmin purushe. Kani swapanti. Kani swapanti. Kanyasmin jagrati. Kanyasmin jagrati. Katara esha devaha. Katara esha devaha. Swapnan pashyati. Swapnan pashyati. Kasyaitat sukham bhavati. Kasyaitat sukham bhavati. Kasminnu sarve sampratishthita bhavanti tim. Kasminnu sarve sampratishthita bhavanti tim.
Atha. Atha means thereafter. Thereafter means Tritiya Prashna Uttara Anantaram. Having answered the third question, later, here, who asked the five questions, the student is coming. Here also, five questions the student is going to put. What are those five questions? Who is that student? Upanishad introduces Sauryayani or Gargyaha. Garga Gotra. He belonged to Garga Gotra. Sauryayani. Papracha. Prichidhatu. He asked. Gargyaha asked. What he asked? He Bhagavan. Hey Guru, Nartham. Hey Bhagavan. Etasmin Purushe Kani Swapanti. The first question. Here Swapanti means sleep. Etasmin purushe means sharire. Etasmin purushe means sharire. Sharira lakshanena. In this body, individual body. Swapanti means uparamanam. Swapanam means what? Withdrawal of the sense organs. Kani swapanti. In this body, what are the factors? Kani means காணி ஆனா அதெல்லாம் கிடையாது. காணினா காணி என்ன சார், வாட் ஆர் த ஃபேக்டர்ஸ்? ஸ்வபந்தி தட் அஸ்லீப், வாட் ஆர் த ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் தட் ஆர் அஸ்லீப் இன் எ மேன்? புருஷே காணி ஸ்வபந்தி ஆர் பீயிங் என்ன, திஸ் பீயிங் ஹியூமன் பீயிங். நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் காணி அஸ்மின் ஜாக்ரதி, வாட் ஆர் த ஃபேக்டர்ஸ்? காணி வாட் ஆர் த ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஜாக்ரதி அவேக் தட் ஆர் அவேக்? ஸோ அஸ்மின் இன் திஸ் பாடி, அஸ்மின் மீன்ஸ் அஸ்மின் ஷரீரே, இன் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஃபேக்கல்டீஸ் ஆர் வித் ட்ராயிங் ஸ்லீப்பிங், வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப்? ஜாக்ரதி மீன்ஸ் வேக்கிங் அப், தே ஆர் அவேக் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ. ஜாக்ரதி மீன்ஸ் நாட் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் அவேக்கிங், அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்லீப்பிங், ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஜாக்ரதி மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப், ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் லேசி அண்ட் ஸ்லீப்பிங், வாட் ஆர் ஆல் தோஸ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் இன் ஒன் ஸ்லீப்பிங் பர்சன் இட் செல்ஃப்? தேர் ஆர் சர்டன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், தேர் ஆர் சர்டன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங். வாட் ஆர் தே? காணி. This is the second question. The second question also related to here, swapnam only. Swapna, sleep, there is no difference. For a person who is looking from outside, actually, we do not know whether that person is dreaming or sleeping. We say he is sleeping. He is sleeping. Maybe he is dreaming also, but you do not know. That's why very loosely Upanishad sometimes use swapna for sleep, sleep for swapna. Here we can segregate first two, three are swapnam, then later sleep. We can take like that also. This is a small division within the sleep. Swapna is a small division in the sleep. Okay. Related to swapna only. What are all organs not functioning in the swapna or active in the swapna? What are all organs functioning in the swapnam? What are all not functioning? And the first question. Then the third question is, here jagarti in a plural number, jagrati, jagarti, jagrataha, jagrati, the plural number. All organs, na, waking, who are all waking. Katara esha devaha swapnan pashyati. Very interesting. You must have a background of Mandukya Upanishad to enjoy this. If you have knowledge of Mandukya, the whole Mandukya based this chapter. Eshaha devaha, katara, na. Which is the effulgent? Katara esha devaha swapnan pashyati. Which effulgent being seeing the dream? Devaha means effulgent. Katara means which. Which effulgent being seeing this dream? Katara swapnan pashyati. Seeing these dreams, swapnan and bahuvachanam, actually. Swapna, one dream only we get, not dreams. At a time, one dream. Afterwards, again you will sleep, more deep sleep, another two, three dreams later it will come. But at a time, one dream only. But swapnan pashyati. Here, swapnan and swapna vishayangal and artha. The objects of the dream, artha. Swapna vishayan ityartha. perception of dream is done by whom? Here, very important word, Devaha is there. That Devaha is a Prakashavan ityartha. Div, divyan, divna prakasham. And that mind is going to see, the answer is going to come. The mind is only seeing the dreams. Hey, mind, like how mind can see? The question may arise. Mind is inert, made up of sattva guna. Mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, sattva guna of that trigunas, it comes. Here, mind is backed by the conscious principle alone is called Devaha. Mind is Devaha only. How it is Devaha? Chaitanya yukta chidabhasa yukta manaha can be called as Devaha. Jada manaha na pashyati. Inert mind can never see the dream. Who can see? A conscious entity alone can see. That means mind is called Devaha because of consciousness. Swapnan pashyati. Then the next question is, kasya etas sukham bhavati. Now here comes the fourth and fifth questions are connected to sleep, deep sleep. Manukke konja gnapam paduthukalama? Swapna taijasa. Deep sleep, prajna. Tamobhutam. Total deep sleep. That is prajna. Kasya etat sukham. Now the student is going to ask the sushupti, about sushupti, the fourth question. So this student is a little bit very reasoning logic type. இது எல்லாமே நீங்கள் சொன்னதெல்லாம் மூணு க்வெஷ்சன்ஸ்க்கு ஆன்சர்ஸ் எல்லாம் என்னமோ ஏதோ எங்கேயோ போய் ஸ்வர்கலோகம் பிரம்மலோகம் எல்லாம் இதெல்லாம் சொல்லியிருக்கார். இந்த ஹீஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் ஞானம், நாலேஜ். தட்ஸ் வை ஹீ ஆஸ் த க்வெஷ்சன் கனெக்டட் டு திஸ் இன்டர்னல் பிரின்சிபல். ஹூ இஸ் தட் சீஸ் திஸ் ஸ்வப்னா? ஹூ இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த ஸ்வப்னா? வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ஆக்டிவ் இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப்? இந்த மாதிரி க்வெஸ்சன் இல்லை. இது பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத்து ஆல்சோ இட் கம்ஸ். ஸோ டு ஹிச் இண்டிவிஜுவல் கஸ்ய ஏதத் சுகம் மீன்ஸ் டு ஹிச் இண்டிவிஜுவல் திஸ் சுகம் பிலாங் சுஷுப்தி காலே சகலே விலீனே. இந்த டீப் ஸ்லீப் சகலே விலீனே, எல்லாமே டிசால்வ்டு, சகலே விலீனே தமோபிபூதக் சுகரூபமேதி கைவல்யோபனிஷத். திஸ் மந்த்ரா கம்ஸ் இன் கைவல்யோபனிஷத். சி த கனெக்ஷன். எவ்ரி உபனிஷத் ஹேஸ் காட் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். நாட் ஓன்லி மாண்டவக்கே, இஸ் ஏ சுஷுப்தி காலே சகலே வினே விலீனே தமோபிபூத சுகரூபமேதி. சுகரூபம் என்ன? சுகம் அஸ்வாப்சம் ந கிஞ்சித் அவேதிஷம். ஐ ஆம் சுக அண்ட் பிளிஸ் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். ஹூ இஸ் தட்? கஸ்ய ஏதத் சுகம்? தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஆன்சர்ஸ் த டீச்சர் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிவ். ஹூ இஸ் தட்? த ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன், கஸ்மின் சர்வே சம்பிரதிஷ்டாக பவந்தி. திஸ் ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் வி ஆர் என்டரிங் இன் டு துரியம். Tejasa prajna over, deep sleep la prajna over. Now this is turiyam, about turiyam question. What is that adhishthanam on which all the things, organs are supported? In deep sleep, the person who is enjoying that sukham also, supported by whom? There is one who is enjoying the sukham. Supported by what that jiva is enjoying the sleep, supporting by whom the jiva enjoying everything in the sleep, a dream. That is, answer is going to be Turiyam. Okay. இப்படி சொல்லக்கூடாது ஆன்சர், பாப்பம் வர சொல்லட்டுமே. வாட் ஈஸ் தட் அதிஷ்டானம் அண்ட் ஹுச் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் தீஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் சப்போர்டட் பை வாட் ஈஸ் தட் அதிஷ்டானம் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம். திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் ரியலி இஸ் ஸ்பீக்கிங் அவஸ்தாத்ரய விவேகம், நத்திங் எல்ஸ். இஸ் புட்டிங் இன் ஏ டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்மேட். அவஸ்தாத்ரயத்தில் ஜாகிரத் ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்தியில் ஜாகிரத்தை பற்றி கேட்கல, விஸ்வன் பற்றி விட்டுட்டார். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஓன்லி தைஜசா பிராக்ஞா அண்ட் துரியம். ஸோ துரியம் மோண்ட் கம் அண்டர் இனி அவஸ்தா. ஓகே, துரியம் கூட அவஸ்தில் போட்டுட்டு அவஸ்தப்படாதுங்க, ஏற்கனவே அவஸ்தில் இருக்கோம் நம்ம. ஸோ நவ் த ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் மேக்கிங் திஸ் சாப்டர் வேதாந்திக் சாப்டர். ஹவு கேன் யூ சே திஸ் ஹோல் சாப்டர் இஸ் வேதாந்திக் சாப்டர், ஞானகாண்டம்னு. அந்த அஞ்சாவது கேள்வி, த ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் அலோன் இஸ் மேக்கிங் திஸ் ஹோல் சாப்டர் இஸ் ஞானகாண்ட போர்ஷன், நாட் அதர் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் வெரி மச். ஓகே, நவ் வி ஹாவ் டு ரீட் என்டர் இன் டு த second mantra. We will read what the teacher is going to answer. Another way also we can put this fifth question: when does the world get dissolved? Where does this world dissolve? Into which adhisthanam it dissolves? That is a light way of question, light way of presentation. Fourth question: who is it that experiences the sukham in the state of deep sleep? Fourth question. Second question: when does the world get dissolved? Also chollalam, adhi where one type of presentation of the question. So the translations, no, people do live differently. So ipo nange oru translation bliss ani potrukkar, naan the bliss vittittu sukham anidha solittan naan. Therefore, it is very difficult. I have to skip some words, translations. That is why I never read this book translation till today. Enna edirukkarane theriyadu. So that words sometimes disturbs, confuses us. Okay, but good only. Don't think a book is valueless. But good only. Very, very subtle points. Angenge koncham difference irukum. தஸ்மை சஹோவாச்ச யதா கார்க்ய மரீசயஹ அர்க்கஸ்யாஸ்தம் கச்சதஹ சர்வா ஏதஸ்மின் தேஜோ மண்டலே ஏகீபவந்தி தாஃ புனஹ புனருதயதஹ பிரசரந்தி ஏவம் ஹவை தத் சர்வம் பரே தேவே மனஹ அஸ்ய ஏகீ பவதி தேன தர்ஹேஷ புருஷோ ந ஶ்ருணோதி தேன தர்ஹேஷ புருஷோ ந ஶ்ருணோதி ந பஷ்யதி ந ஜிக்ரதி ந ரஸயதே ந ஸ்பிருஷதே நாபிவததே நாதத்தே nānandayate
na
visrujate
na
iyayate
swapiti
tyachakshate. Biggest mantra. If you go to Brihadaranyaka Chandogyam, you have to read like this continuously. Very, very longest mantras. என்னமோ உபனிஷத்துக்கு போறதுக்கு முன்னாடி இன்னைக்கு சாந்தோக்கியம் பிருந்தாரடங்கன்னு அடிக்கடி அடிக்கடி நிறைய வாட்டி சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கேன் நான். தஸ்மை சஹா உவாச்ச. தஸ்மை மீன்ஸ் கார்க்யாய, டு தட் கார்க்ய. தஸ்மை சஹா பிப்பலாத, தட் குரு த பிப்பலாத. ஹ மீன்ஸ் எம்ஃபசிஸ், எம்ஃபசைசிங். He is going to give a definite answer, not a hazy answer, no vague answer. Very definite answer he is going to give. Ha uvacha. Uttaram uvacha. Uvacha means uttaram uvacha. He gave the answer, samadhanam. Yatha, just as, first he addressed, Gargya, hey Gargya, oh Gargya, student, no? Swamiji tells in this place, no? Why is the teacher utter the name of the student? No? When the student asking the question, generally, student think my question is useless question. And while asking also, you look at this side and that side always, you know. When the other students are there, ellar kekrano ennumo, so what am I asking? Maybe it's wrong. So I also observed many students when they're asking, no, konjam konjam bayam bayama kepan adhu andha pakkam indha pakkam paathine kepan. So suppose the teacher gives the answer, no, immediately student will not have concentration at all. Idhu chumma kepan, but never ready to listen. I can see their face immediately. Very much disturbed. They want answer, but not ready. Because mind is disturbed. That's why we never allow the questions in the class. You understand? Kelvi allow panna karana idha. When is naturally psychology this is. Not that keeping mum the students in the class, not talking, shutting their mouths and teacher is talking. Our whole parampara is like this, no? If we allow this, some places, no, they go on talking, asking the questions like that. Once they ask the questions, naturally the mind, no, dissipated, diluted. Concentration will not be there, focus will not be there. And the time la teacher poi enna da solla mudiyum. A disturbed mind, a student, can grasp any answer? So you were chunna answer illa vridhada. Other students also thinking about this questioner. Periya kelvi kekrane en illa enna language la kekra, eppadi kekra, all these things they talk. But in the teacher ku kanta sosha, because that student is not attentive. Other students are, because we have not asked, why we have to listen? This is what happened naturally, psychologically, no? So the teacher also has to bring the attention of the answer. Cholanume, suppose they ask, now other students are sitting, this Gargya is standing and asking, other students are sitting. So what the teacher has to say, the student should not feel guilt about his question, number one. And the student's attention the teacher has to draw. That's why addressing, hey Gargya. Illa namale, you know, you can see the psychology now. Hey Gargya, are you attentive? I am going to give the answer. You have only asked. Now you listen carefully. Namu peru vittu koopidale konjam oru maadhiri irukum. Ellarum kekkaranga enna peru na. Illa andha peru vechi koopidradhula kuda periya idu. Illaya? The calling by name, you feel as though your identity has increased. அதே டைம்ல கொஞ்சம் அகங்காரம் கூட வந்துடும். ఐడెంటిటీ ఇంక్రీజ్ ఎలాంగ్ విత్ అహంకార. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సటిల్ ఏరియాస్ అవర్ శాస్త్రిక్ నో యాంగిల్స్ నో పీపుల్ ద టీచర్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ సూక్ష్మ బుద్ధి. హే గార్గ్యా, లిజన్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ. అప్పు అవన్నీ అటెంటివ్. ఓ, నన్ను తను కూప్పారు గురువు అని. ఇంత మాదిరిలో నడకం క్లాసులో. సమ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ నో స్వామిని ఎలవే పండ్లన్నా ఎంగేవో పోయడుకో మనస్సు. సో నేను క్వశ్చన్ కేళ్ళు విరిందా నల్లా ఇరుకం క్వశ్చన్ సమాధానం, అది ఒరు ప్రాబ్లం. సమ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ జస్ట్ సిట్టింగ్ క్వైట్లీ అండ్ లిజనింగ్ మైండ్ గోస్ అవుట్ అన్న. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద టీచర్స్ జాబ్ నాట్ అలౌడ్ ద స్టూడెంట్ మైండ్ టు గో అవుట్. అప్పుడు ఎన్న ద టీచర్ మస్ట్ బి వెరీ వెరీ కాంపిటేటివ్. కాంపిటేటివ్ అండ్ కాంపిటేటివ్ మీన్స్ నాట్ ఇన్ దట్ సెన్స్, కాంపిటేటివ్ ఎనఫ్ ఇన్ దేర్ ఓన్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అని అర్థం. కాంపిటేటివ్ ఎనఫ్ టు కమాండ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్, హోల్డ్ ఆన్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మస్ట్ బి, దట్ ఈస్ కాంపిటేటివ్. ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్. ఓకే, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ స్టూడెంట్స్. ఐ నో ఎన్న పాయింట్ చూడాలో ఉడనే యు రైజ్ యువర్ ఐబ్రోస్. కాంపిటేటివ్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ద టీచర్ మస్ట్ బి వెరీ కాంపిటేటివ్ ఎనఫ్ ఇన్ ఆన్ దట్ టాపిక్, దెన్ ద స్టూడెంట్ కెనాట్ నో షేక్ హిజ్. ఎప్పుడు చూడండి స్టూడెంట్స్, స్వామిని 1 అవర్ ఆయిడతా ఎప్పుడు తెలియలే అప్పుడు చూడండి. ఇప్పుడు చొన్నదే ఉంటుంది నెక్స్ట్ ఎన్నెల్ల దర్స్ టు అట్రాక్టివ్ అగెయిన్ ఐ విల్ టాక్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. అదర్వైజ్ లుక్ ఎట్ ద వాచ్, మళ్ళ వరదే పోణమా ఎప్పటి అంబరెల్లా పడి పోణమా. ఓకే, యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్, హే గార్గ్యా లిజన్ జస్ట్ యాజ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్? ఏతస్మిన్ పురుషే కాని స్వపంతి, వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ విత్ డ్రాయింగ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద స్లీప్. యథా హీస్ గివ్స్ దాన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఆన్సర్ చూడకూడదు ఉడనే. హీ సేస్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద సన్ అబ్జార్బ్స్ ఇట్ సన్ రేసెస్, హిజ్ ఓన్ రేసెస్, సిమిలర్లీ దిస్ మైండ్ అబ్జార్బ్స్ ద ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్. అప్పుడు చూడారు అర్కస్య ఆఫ్ ద సన్, వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సన్? అస్తం గచ్చతః, ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ నో సెట్టింగ్ డస్క్ టైంలో, ఈవినింగ్ టైంలో పారంగ కొంచెం కొంచెం ఇరుట్టు ఉంది, ముళ్ళ ముళ్ళ ముళ్ళమ్మా వందడం ఇరుట్టు. ఏం వరద ఇరుటన్నా సన్ ఈయనకి ఇల్లే, ఈయనకి సూర్య భగవానే వరలే నార్మల్. ஒரு லைட் இருக்க பாருங்க நமக்கு, வி ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன் வித்தவுட் தீஸ் லைட்ஸ் மார்னிங் டே டைம். அண்ணா என்ன அர்த்தம்? சூரிய பகவானுடைய ரேஸ் இருக்கு, ஈவினிங் ஆன உடனே கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் முள்ள முள்ளமாக டிம்மர் டிம்மர் டார்க்கர் டார்க்கர் ஸ்லோலி இட் வில் பிகம். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த சன் வித் ட்ராயிங் ஆல் த ரேசஸ் இன் டு ஹிம், தட் இஸ் வை யூ கேனாட் சி எனி திங் இன் த டார்க்னஸ். So that's why arkasya astam gachyatah, arkasya marichayaha means race, R-A-Y-S, sariyana spelling ezhudhunga. Naan first beginning la theriyamale tappu tappa ezhudhuvom, race nu solluvona R-A-C-E and people will write R-A-Y-S, race. And marichayaha means race. Sarvaha etasmin tejo mandale eki bhavanti, all races, even not one remain. సర్వాహ మరీచయః ఏతస్మిన్ తేజో మండలే, మండల ఈజ్ దేర్, నెక్స్ట్ లెటర్ ఈజ్ ఓవెల్, ఏ ఈజ్ దేర్, దేర్ ఫార్ తేజో మండలే అంగ ఏకారం లోపం, లోపం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్విజిబుల్. తేజో మండలే మీన్స్ ఇన్ ఆదిత్య మండలే, ఇన్ సూర్య. ఏతస్మిన్ మరీచేహ సర్వాహ ఏకీభవంతి, ఆల్ విల్ జాయిన్ ఇన్ దిస్ సన్. అది మాదిరి తాహ పునః పునరుదయతాహ ప్రచరంతి, అగైన్ ద సన్ రైజెస్ ఆల్ రేసెస్ విల్ కమ్. అదే మాదిరి దిస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ ఆల్సో విత్ గాన్ ఇన్ టు ద మైండ్ అండ్ దే కమ్ out of the mind again. And chola porar next class we will see that. Om
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ.